This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, Kevin Guskowitz is an expert. He's one of the leading concussion experts in the world and co-director of the Traumatic Brain Research Center at Carolina. He tells WCHL's Blake Hodge the latest information on Ryan Hoffman and more about what work is being done at UNC with former athletes. Affordable housing is part of an ongoing discussion in Chapel Hill as the town continues to grow.
We have a council who did not need much persuading because we all understand that there is a crisis of affordable housing in Chapel Hill.
And Orange County is reporting its fourth rabies confirmation of 2015. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Tar Heels have touched down in L.A. and will suit it up against the top-seeded Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow night at the Staples Center. We have a report and...
Let's be frank, Kaminsky is impossible to stop.
That's this morning in Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM at 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
45 degrees, 707 WCHL, and the beginning of a fairly nice day. Temperature's not going to change a lot. It's going to be cloudy. Chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 58 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy. Showers likely late. Overnight low 55, and then tomorrow partly sunny. Showers likely pretty much all day. Big chance of it, but the high temperatures in the middle 70s tomorrow. Kevin Guskowitz is one of the leading concussion experts in the world and co-director of the Traumatic Brain Research Center at the university. He tells WCHL's Blake Hodge all the latest on Ryan Hoffman and more about what work is being done at UNC with former athletes.
One of the things that's kind of brought attention back to the great work that you guys are doing over there is the New York Times story on Ryan Hoffman and the follow-ups from there. And we had the story last week of him being flown back to Chapel Hill. Is there any information that you could provide us on that?
Well, I think it was just amazing how the campus responded in terms of trying to do everything possible for Ryan. Certainly is one of our own, and we do this work here at the Center for the Study of Retired Athletes for former athletes from many universities and professional teams around the country. And so when we had an opportunity to try to help one of our own, it was, as I said, amazing that people reached out in the way that they did. And I appreciate your respecting that we can't say anything specific about his particular case. I do want to say that I'm optimistic that there will be a positive story in the end to Ryan Hoffman's story. And so I think that's about all I can say. And I'm just pleased that so many people reached out in the way that they did.
On a little broader scale, as we kind of branch out a little bit, some people had the question right after this story came out about what UNC is doing to kind of monitor some of the other athletes. And I know you work with a lot of retired athletes, so can you talk about that a little bit? What is the university doing working with other student athletes?
Sure. So our Center for the Study of Retired Athletes has been in existence since about 2001, and we have prided ourselves on a team-based approach to conducting research studies to better understand the later life challenges that former athletes, both collegiate and professional, might experience. And a lot of our work's been funded over the years through funding from NIH, from the CDC, from foundations such as the National Operating Committee for Standards and Athletic Equipment and the NCAA, the NFL, the National Football Players Association have all funded our work. And we have an amazing team of neuroscientists, orthopedists. We partner with the Department of Neurology as well as physical medicine and rehab. And we have found over the years that former players with a history of three or more concussions are more at risk for depression later in life, for mild cognitive impairment later in life. As we've brought them to campus, though, we've learned that it's not necessarily a life of hard knocks for everyone. Probably one in five of those former athletes that do come back to campus to be evaluated, we do find there's sort of this perfect storm that has aligned for them, unfortunately, and we have to try to get them back on track. But for many of them, they're doing just fine, and it's a matter of providing a baseline for them to let them know what they look like at age 30, 40, 45, to be sure that as they do age, that they're on the right track to a healthy life once they begin to enter those years where they are at risk for cognitive impairment and depression.
All right. Once again, it's Kevin Guskowitz speaking with Blake Hodge. It's the first segment in a series of conversations with Guskowitz that will air over the next few days here on WCHL. Affordable housing is always an interesting topic. It's part of an ongoing discussion in Chapel Hill as our town continues to grow. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more on what the town council is doing to address the need.
The Chapel Hill Town Council passed a resolution on Monday night with an eye on the long-term availability of affordable housing. Sally Green is a council member and Mayor Pro Tem, also the liaison to the Housing Advisory Board. She says the resolution came about as a result of public discussion.
It got generated through last year's budget process, in which council was responsive to a deep community interest in increasing the public investment in affordable housing. And we have an affordable housing coalition in the county who was a strong advocate of it. We have a council who did not need much persuading because we all understand that there is a crisis of affordable housing in Chapel Hill.
That discussion, Green says, set the wheels in motion last budget cycle.
We made the decision in last year's budget cycle to allocate as close as we could get within that budget structure to a penny of the tax dollar to go to affordable housing. And that comes out to, for this year, something over $688,000.
This money will be used exclusively for development and preservation of affordable housing, focusing on land acquisition, rental subsidy and development, and future development planning, among other areas. A housing advisory board has been established to put forward guidelines used to spend the money.
They have been charged with coming up with a process and a system for responding to requests for this money and also responding to the council's priority interest in spending this money.
Green says the council's attention will focus on helping those at the low end of the affordable housing need, but as funds are available, they may also be used to help bridge the gap for those at the higher end of the curve. But Green adds that the market can help with that segment.
We think that the market can do a lot to support the higher end of the affordable housing need. It's not that there would not be room for public investment in the higher end of low-income housing, but that the expectation that I have that I share with the housing board is that the public investment in that 80 to 125% range would be less than the public investment in the 0 to 60 to 80% range.
Some of the funds put forward in this program have already been allocated to help in this fight.
This money was allocated in last year's budget cycle, and this year comes to an end on June 30th. $200,000 of that money have already been set aside to support the Northside Neighborhood Initiative.
Green says the project is being put in place with the idea of undertaking a large affordable housing project in the next 4 to 5 years as funds are accrued. She adds that the town would have creative options to integrate several major development plans.
We could use that money in addition to supporting the existing initiatives in Northside and Pine Knolls. We can look to the future to think about using that money to develop land banking programs around future light rail stations that are in our control in Chapel Hill.
Green says planning for growth and development while keeping affordable housing options in mind is one of the council's biggest challenges. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The UNC Board of Trustees will hold meetings over the next couple of days. Committees will meet this morning beginning at 10 o'clock until about 5:45 this afternoon. In the final committee meeting of the day, scheduled to start at 4, the University Affairs Committee will discuss naming recommendations, where the board may discuss the naming of buildings on campus. The namesakes of several statues and buildings at Carolina have been under renewed scrutiny in recent weeks as the opposition to buildings named after former Confederate leaders and KKK members has been growing. WCHL's Blake Hodge will be there and will have a full report on tomorrow's WCHL Morning News. The full board meeting will commence tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And the Carrboro Board of Aldermen committed to opposing a Republican bill in the General Assembly that would allow magistrates and other state employees to opt out of serving same-sex couples. They did that last night. Following the Orange County Commissioner's lead, the Alderman unanimously passed a resolution opposing Senate Bill 2. The resolution, quoting here, urges the General Assembly to reject any legislation that seeks to exempt government employees from serving their constitutional duties, including, but not limited to, same-sex couples in North Carolina. The resolution also directs the town manager and attorney to fight the legislation in court if it passes. They also talked about body cameras on police officers last night, and we'll have that story coming up for you at the bottom of the hour. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic this morning is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Here is the amazing Nikki Morse.
Oh, that's a new one. All right. Awesome.
Thank you. I always try to surprise you.
And you did. 15501, still looking pretty good. Starting to get busy in spots as you travel between Franklin Street and Garrett Road in Durham. 40 eastbound also in the building stages with no delays so far from 86 to the Durham Freeway. North and southbound Durham Freeway starting to get a little congested in segments between downtown Durham and I-40. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you. That was indeed amazing.
Thanks.
Listen, whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of for a long, long time, Grinnell Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza. That's on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, presented by Cruisers. It's 44 degrees right now. Cloudy skies. Chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today, about 58 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers likely. Probably late. Not as cool overnight, with a low in the middle 50s. About 10 degrees or more, warmer than now. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny. Showers likely in the morning. Then a chance of showers in the afternoon with slight chance of thunderstorms. Much warmer, though. High tomorrow in the middle 70s. So, more like spring tomorrow. A lot warmer than today, but all in all, not that bad today either. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go.
This is Chapel Hill Carboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Chapel Hill Town Council will meet again tonight to voice final concerns about the Obie Creek development. Obie Creek is a proposed mixed-use site that would be located across from Southern Village, just south of town, if it's approved. The council is currently in negotiations with the developer, East West Partners, for a possible new construction, and a potential rezoning is also under consideration for that property, proposed to be developed by Roger Perry. This is the latest scheduled negotiation session for that complex. The meeting will take place at 7 o'clock tonight at the council chambers and town hall on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Probably a big crowd there. And WCHL will, of course, be there to cover it. Now, news around town on WCHL. This Saturday, you're invited to help clean up Jordan Lake. This year's spring cleanup was originally set for March 14th, but cold, rainy weather forced it back. Organizers are hoping for more than 100 volunteers to pick up trash around the lake from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. There will also be a treasure hunt with prizes to make it fun. Clean Jordan Lake has been around since 2009, and on Saturday, they're expecting to collect their 10,000th bag of trash. Congratulations to Fran DiGiorno and all the folks working on that. Visit meetup.com/helpcleanjordanlake for more details. If you want to volunteer, meet at the Wildlife Resources Commission's Came Land Access at the end of Seaforth Road, just south of Highway 64 between Pittsboro and Apex. We have all that information on our website, chapelboro.com. Just click on our News Around Town Stories link. Time for Championship Sports on WCHL. Let's talk a little basketball this morning. The Tar Heels have touched down now out in L.A. and will be reaching for the stars in a town full of them when they suited up against the top-seeded Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow night at the Staples Center. As Casey Kasem used to say, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, Tar Heels. WCHL's Matt Oaks has more on tomorrow night's game.
For the first time since 2012, Carolina finds itself still dancing in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. But despite the hiatus, Roy Williams says his team hasn't lost sight of its big dreams and aspirations.
I think at this round, we're saying that we're happy with where we are, but hopefully we're not satisfied. And I always tell them that each round you go, the excitement, the fun, everything just gets be so much greater.
With that said, unlike in years past, Coach Williams says he'll need to show this year's squad the ropes. There aren't many players on the roster who have experience in the latter rounds of March Madness, but the good thing for Roy is the Tar Heels should be all ears to his coaching.
To me, it's sort of like, okay, guys, you've never been here. Okay, so you better listen to what we got to say because the game changes. That's like telling a guy standing over the 8-footer, you know, I know you've never had one of these, but trust me, the hole is round and it'll go in. You know, probably not by you stroking it, but, you know.
Junior point guard Mark Marcus Page says he's going to soak up every minute of the California sunshine and would prefer it to be more than a few days stay.
It'll be a lot of fun, you know. You never want the season to end, and, you know, it's winding down. Now I want to make it out of the second weekend. You know, we made it out of the first, let's make it out of the second weekend, but definitely going to enjoy this trip, and we're looking forward to the challenge that Wisconsin brings.
In contrast to the Tar Heels, Wisconsin has experience in spades. The Badgers have advanced to the Sweet 16 in four of the past 5 seasons, and most certainly aren't satisfied with stopping at that stage this year. The slow, methodical pacing to Wisconsin's offense will be eerily reminiscent to the ACC's Virginia. Luckily for the Tar Heels, they've experienced recent success against that plodding style. UNC topped UVA in the ACC tournament semifinals, but still, Page says he knows the challenge ahead remains formidable.
I think it's just so different than the way we want to play, and that sometimes we have issues with that, and you know, we've struggled with turnovers, and in a game with less possessions, turnovers become more important. You know, taking care of the ball becomes more important. But we've also, you know, Virginia is the same way, and we had a lot of success against them in the ACC tournament. So we're definitely capable of playing in these games, and we're going to have to be disciplined enough to take care of the ball and guard them for, you know, 25, 30 seconds at a time.
Thursday's challenge may be made even stiffer by the status of Kennedy Meeks's knee injury. Right now, it remains a mystery, but Roy says he's doubtful he'll have the sophomore forward services Thursday. But with or without Meeks, the show must go on, and the Tar Heels will be hoping to avoid taking their final bow against the Badgers. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Of course, we'll have that game for you right here on WCHL. A reminder, you can also go to our website and get lots of information on the Tar Heels. And one other thing that you might not know about, now through Sunday, you can still win great prizes by playing the Chapelboro Bracket presented by the Hickory Tavern. Prizes like $50 and $25 gift cards to local restaurants are awarded to the winners and runners-up after every round. So if your original NCAA tournament bracket is busted, and so many of them are, start playing the Chapelboro Bracket presented by Hickory Tavern in Carrboro today and win. All you got to do is go to chapelboro.com for all the details. And good luck to the Tar Heels. Good luck to the Tar Heel women who are also in the Sweet 16. Behind the arm of 6'3 freshman left-handed pitcher Hunter Williams, the 22nd-ranked UNC baseball team used 5 pitchers in all to combine for a 3-hit shutout in a 9-0 victory over Appalachian State yesterday. Tar Heels have now won 3 out of their last 4 games. They're 15-9 overall with this non-conference victory after receiving phenomenal outings from all 3 starting pitchers in their series win last weekend down in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. Williams made it very clear what kind of expectations the coaches have for him coming into yesterday's game.
Well, Coach challenged us for the starting pitchers to just try to dominate the first 5 to 6 innings so we don't have to use as much as the bullpen, and I just tried to fulfill that challenge.
The Tar Heels jumped out early. They broke the game open right away, scoring 2 runs in each of the first 2 innings. They gave themselves a cushion they held on to the whole way, something center fielder Sky Bolt, who homered in the game, says makes the game a whole lot more fun to play.
I think anytime you go out and put runs out on the board first and foremost is a telltale sign of when we're playing good ball. I think Lassiter, Ramirez at the top of the lineup are good table setters, and you always want to play with those 2 guys on base in the first inning. So playing ahead is a lot more fun than playing from behind, I'll tell you that.
While Hunter Williams' 6-inning 2-hit performance was the main storyline, Coach Fox was also very happy with what he saw out of the 4 relievers he used to close out the game. He said their improvements will be crucial in the season going forward.
Again, we're trying to get our bullpen a little bit better, so that's why we're running Butler and, you know, and Rice and Trainer and Morgan out there. Those are guys that they need to continue to pitch and gain some confidence. You know, just so we got to keep getting better out of the bullpen, and we were a little better today.
And the Tar Heels certainly seem to be getting back to normal, more like Carolina usually plays. They've had a lot of injury problems and that sort of thing, and getting back into the groove now. A big top 25 ACC showdown awaits the Tar Heels this weekend. Carolina will welcome the number 21-ranked Miami Hurricanes to Boshammer Stadium for a 3-game series set to start on Friday. And there's another game on Saturday and another game on Sunday. 3-game series. WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carrboro.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
And now, brought to you by the Vapor Girl,
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Let's be frank. Kaminsky is impossible to stop. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Wisconsin senior Frank Kaminsky, the 7-foot National Player of the Year, is one of the most gifted big men you will ever see. You cannot beat the Badgers by stopping Kaminsky because that cannot be accomplished. He is just too big, too agile, and too skilled. If you have seen him play, you know of what I speak. Besides averaging more than 18 points and 8 rebounds a game, Kaminsky hits 56% of his shots, including 41% from three-point range. He also makes more than 76% of his free throws, so the Tar Heels will have to double him but not foul him. It is also Kaminsky's ball handling that makes him into a guard for Wisconsin, especially the moves he makes to find an open man. Kaminsky will take the ball at the high post, go right, then reverse his dribble, go right again and reverse again until the double team finally moves in on him. Then the graceful giant will clasp the ball in his hands high above his head, leap over the defense that he knows has left a man open because, duh, two men are covering him. His bullet pass generally finds an uncovered Badger ready to cock and shoot. With Wisconsin, the Tar Heels have to pick their poison Thursday night in the West Regional Sweet 16. Try to contain Kaminsky as much as humanly possible and hope that 6'9 forward Sam Decker does not maintain his 18.5 scoring average in the NCAA tournament, or guard Bronson Koenig makes an occasional turnover, or Trayvon Jackson does not return for missing 18 games in the form that allowed him to score 25 points against Duke. If you think I'm painting doom and gloom, that's how difficult it is to play a Wisconsin team that doesn't turn the ball over or foul, two traits that have plagued Carolina all season. Sounds like it will take a perfect game for the Heels to reach the Elite Eight, doesn't it? Well, it'll take more than that. Try a perfect game that includes good enough defense to force Wisconsin into uncharacteristically poor shooting and some mistakes by the Big Ten champions that lead to at least a few easy baskets for the fifth-best team in the ACC. For all that to happen is highly improbable, especially the containing Kaminsky part. But as they say, that's why they play the game. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Hey, one quick note. A lot of people asking about UNC forward Kennedy Meeks. He participated in the non-contact portion of the Tar Heels' 90-minute-long practice yesterday at Southern Cal's practice facility. Roy, who's taking his team to the Sweet 16 for the 16th time, says whether Meeks is available for practice today will depend on how much swelling there is and how much discomfort he has following yesterday's workout. So we'll keep you posted on that situation as well. But it's kind of a day-to-day thing. WCHL News Time is 7:28.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Flyers, manuals, banners, basically anything you might need printed. And if you're a busy professional or a student, send us your presentation and we will print and bind it and have it ready for pickup right away. Simply submit your print job by email or by visiting our online print website at upsstoreprint.com. And you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit ChapelHillGymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, you recently figured out that Franklin Street has now been in business for 25 years. No small feat given recessions in the 80s, the 90s, the tech bubble in 2001, and who will ever forget 2007?
As always, Sammy, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, right.
Watching the Super Bowl and hearing Katie Couric ask, "What is the Internet anyway?" really made me think about how we managed to survive all that. In the 90s, everyone said that independent real estate firms would disappear. But the Internet, as much as anything else, leveled the playing field.
As always, I couldn't agree more. When anyone, anywhere Googles Chapel Hill Real Estate, we are right there in front of them, and our website is unsurpassed in delivering what they want.
And the next thing they need, whether they live or not, is someone who truly is connected to the community. Did I mention that we've been here for 25 years, paying attention to what matters most to homebuyers?
Kip Ballou, all business, all the time.
Franklin Street Realty, still crazy after all these years.
Why are you still crazy?
Good morning. It is 7:30, and we have 44 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and not a bad day. Not great, but not bad. Cloudy. Chance of showers in the afternoon, or a hot day in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers likely, probably late. Not as cool. Overnight low about 55. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies. Showers likely in the morning. Chance of storms in the afternoon, and warmer. High in the middle 70s. Dickie's Barbecue Pit has 8 hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, ham, or turkey, plus delicious sides and fresh hush puppies. Dickie's Barbecue Pit next to New Hope Commons on the Chapel Hill side of Durham. If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
Crash yesterday in the French Alps. 16 German teenagers, high school sophomores, and 2 teachers.
I can't believe it. It's a very, very shocking situation.
That's the mayor of Halter in Germany. Correspondent Holly Williams is there.
Spelled out in German, a makeshift memorial simply asks the question, why? We spoke to one of the students here just now. He said they held a special assembly today to mourn their friends. He told us some students were crying, but others seemed to be in a state of shock.
150 people died in the German Wings Airbus crash. About 8 miles away in Seine-les-Alpes, CBS's Mark Phillips.
The predicted weather, snow and rain that was supposed to happen today has held up, and the emergency crews, as you can hear, are flying to and from the crash site. Also, the cockpit voice recorder has been recovered.
It's damaged, but still contains usable data. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, 7:32, 44 degrees in Chapel Hill, and not a bad day on the way. I'm Ron Stutz. At last night's meeting, the Carborough Board of Aldermen examined a policy proposal on instituting body cameras for the police officers in Carborough. Last year's incidents in Ferguson, Missouri and New York invigorated conversations across the country about police misconduct and racial discrimination. Earlier this month, the United States Department of Justice issued a damning report on Ferguson police, finding explicit racial bias among officers there against African Americans, including racist emails that were sent by some of the officers. Alderwoman Michelle Johnson says body cameras will not end police racial profiling, but some think body cameras could reduce police misconduct by recording interactions between officers and members of the public. Carborough officials have been talking about police body cameras over the last 6 months or so. Carborough's draft policy sets guidelines for use of cameras and management of the video taken. Chris Brook, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina, says body cameras could be a win-win for police and the public. Here's Brook on the impact that body cameras have had in other places.
They've cut down on public complaints against law enforcement. They have been a means of curbing and addressing officer misconduct on those occasions when it does occur.
But he said cameras would work well only if Carborough has appropriate policies in place to balance transparency, accountability, and privacy. Brooks suggested changes to the current draft policy. He recommended that officers be required to inform people when they're being recorded. He also recommended that the policy should explicitly say police can't use cameras to secretly record First Amendment activities that don't involve a direct interaction with the public. Here is Sammy Slade echoing that recommendation.
I would like for us to be very explicit about the goal of these police cameras, that they are for transparency and accountability and not surveillance.
Aldermen and members of the public raised several questions about using the cameras, including whether Carborough would have to give the recordings to state authorities and whether school resource officers would wear the cameras. Here is resident James Williams.
What's the position as it relates to recording kids at school? I have some reservations about that, and maybe it's something that you can give some further thought to.
Another draft will come by the end of June. You can find the full story on our website at chapelborough.com. And as we mentioned just a few minutes ago. The aldermen also took another action last night. They said that they oppose SB 2. They're committed to opposing a Republican bill in the General Assembly right now that would allow magistrates and other state employees to opt out of serving same-sex couples. Orange County commissioners earlier did the same thing. The aldermen unanimously passed a resolution last night opposing Senate Bill 2. During March Madness, the Chapel Hill Police Department has its hands full dealing with lots of alcohol-related offenses. And each year, the police are well prepared. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Chapel Hill's Alcohol Law Enforcement Response Team, known simply as Alert, was out in force this past Friday night, issuing citations for various infractions. Lieutenant Josh Meesemore, a spokesperson for the Chapel Hill Police Department, said it's typical for the Alert Team to be active around March Madness.
It's a group of officers that will come together on busy weekend, game weekends, and then sometimes just kind of random weekends for things like alcohol enforcement.
Other special alert duties include responses to loud parties and looking out for underage alcohol purchases at convenience stores. On Friday, police focused their efforts downtown within the Central Business District, West Rosemary, Church Street, and East Franklin Street in particular.
The majority were for things like underage possession, open container, a couple of fraudulent uses of ID. One person was charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana, and one person was charged with carrying a concealed handgun.
Meesemore added that finding concealed weapons is not common to this type of operation, but it's not unheard of either. He said that sometimes somebody may have informed an officer of a concealed weapon but doesn't have a permit. Meesemore said that alert operations are not necessarily related to just the university's calendar.
We also do the same thing with the high school schedules, so around prom and graduation and some of the breaks that they take.
That, said Meesemore, is when the calls to respond to loud parties become more frequent. Throughout the year, ALE liaison officers train local bartenders in responsible serving practices. That includes learning to spot a fake ID and knowing when to cut someone off when they've had too much to drink. Over-serving alcohol to a customer is a violation of state law. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County will host a job and resource fair today from 10 o'clock until 2 in the afternoon. The career fair will be held at the Department of Social Services, 113 Mayo Street in Hillsborough. Job seekers are encouraged to bring plenty of resumes, dress for success, and prepare to make a positive impression. Officials are expecting more than 30 employers to be in attendance. Again, that happens today in Hillsborough from 10 until 2. North Carolina lawmakers are debating whether to scrap a state law that has restricted property owners from improving their land for decades if the State Department of Transportation designates it as a possible route for a future highway. The legislation approved in a House committee yesterday would repeal the state law that allows DOT to hold down the cost of buying highway land until it's ready to build. About a dozen states have similar laws that bar improving property that increases the value of land the state pays the owner. The State Court of Appeals ruled last month the DOT had effectively taken private property along a planned route for a Forsyth County highway after publishing a corridor map nearly two decades ago. Some lawmakers are seeking to require North Carolina's prison system to hand over its records to the state medical examiner after an inmate died in custody. The bill, sponsored by House Democratic leader Larry Hall of Durham, would require the North Carolina Department of Public Safety to share full and accurate copies of all records to the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner here in Chapel Hill. The bill comes after the death of Anthony Michael Kerr, an inmate with mental illness who died of thirst in March after being locked for weeks in a solitary cell. The Associated Press reported in September that prison officials refused to provide copies of key records, rendering the medical examiner unable to determine whether Kerr's death should be classified as natural, accidental, or homicide. And a reminder in one of our News Around Town stories this morning that Orange County will soon undergo a property revaluation. Well, not soon. It'll be in 2017. And that could have a big impact on your property tax bill. Got a couple of years to worry about it. If you want to learn more about that situation, head to the Friends of the Downtown meeting this Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Franklin Hotel. Orange County Tax Administrator Dwayne Brinson will be the special guest. He will discuss the revaluation program and what that could mean for you. The Friends of the Downtown meeting is free and always open to the public. There will be coffee starting at 9:30. Again, that's tomorrow morning. 7:39 at WCHL. Ron Sutz along with Nikki Morse. Nikki is no doubt worried about her property revaluation in 2017. I know you put a lot of thought into that, because you're always at least a couple of years ahead.
You know I am.
Yeah. You're always way ahead of the rest of us.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Try keeping up.
What's happening at chapelbro.com today?
All bunch of stuff. We've got, of course, everything you need to know about March Madness. Of course, Carolina just heading out to L.A. They are there, so we're looking forward to the game tomorrow night. Also, D.G. Martin took a trip to Norlina. He is getting ready to write a new book for the UNC Press. And it's kind of something based on a book that he wrote a few years ago about North Carolina family-owned home cooking restaurants.
Oh, yeah. I got that book.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. But he went to Norlina now and got to experience their local fare. So it's a really interesting story. So make sure you check that out.
And if you're wondering right now, where in the world is Norlina? It's not far from Rocky Mountain Wilson, somewhere in that area. I can't remember exactly.
It's actually right near the Virginia border.
Yeah, 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 it's north of Rocky Mount.
It's like the beginning of North Carolina, hence the name Norlina.
Yeah.
And you can tell that I actually read the story because D.G. Martin says that in his story. So.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, well, thank you for paying attention.
Yeah, I try. All right, we have baseball tickets to give away.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We're partnering, I can say that.
It's easy for you to say.
UNC Baseball, we're giving lucky winners 4 tickets to Friday night's showdown with rival Miami.
So. All right. It's going to be a big home series. First game Friday night, and then they have another game on Saturday and Sunday. But we have free tickets to the Friday game.
Yeah, awesome time.
It'll be fun.
Storybook Gala, Whole New World. Susan Murray was at this really great event that helps out the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill. And it was kind of like an Aladdin-inspired evening, so it was really, really cool, and the pictures are lively, so check them out. Chapelboro.com.
Susan Murray's photographs are always lively.
Yes, and very colorful.
Lots of lively things going on in our community, of course.
As always.
Not the least of which is on that side of the desk here on the morning show.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
You know I mean that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Today's commentary on the way from James Ward. He talks about, you know, all that discussion about renaming of campus statues, buildings, monuments, etc., because of the history of the University of North Carolina and the state in general. And that is on the way. There's a lot of people talking about that right now because of associations with the KKK and horrible things that have happened in our past. And, you know, it's a wide-ranging discussion going on, you know, not just in North Carolina, but all over the country, really. And he will get into that coming up next on today's commentary.
Spring into savings with Crown Honda of South Point during our spring savings event. It's your chance to secure maximum savings on Honda vehicles.
On Honda.
Get a new 2015 Honda Accord sedan CVT LX for only $199 a month. Stop by during our spring savings event going on now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Spring into savings with Crown Honda of South Point.
Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
At Durham Orange County Medical Society, all members of the medical profession in Durham and Chapel Hill, including students, are welcome to membership. For its member professionals, it provides collegial support and educational programs and promotes better community health, and its meetings provide a respite, even as you learn, in an otherwise hectic and demanding schedule. I welcome you to the Durham Orange County Medical Society website to apply now. DOCMEDSOC.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
Can you slam dunk? Do you wish you could slam dunk? I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short, not enough spring in the legs, and you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk, and you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles. Something that's gold or silver. Something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground. And when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift. And you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
744 WCHL, we have 44 degrees.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is James Ward. UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees will soon announce their policy regarding the renaming of Saunders Hall and the contextualizing of other buildings in the Confederate statue known as Silent Sam. Some people on campus have accused William L. Saunders of being a leader of the KKK during the Reconstruction era of 1866-72. Saunders was a Confederate officer and a trustee of the university in the late 1800s. The evidence for this claim is circumstantial and based on hearsay at best. The same people also say that several building names from earlier times and the Confederate statue all symbolize a racist past and a continuing racist present on the Chapel Hill campus. This claim would have had validity in previous years, but it is a dubious accusation in the present-day campus climate. Rob Christensen, in a recent column in the News and Observer regarding the removal of the Aycock name from buildings at Duke and ECU, made the point that the logic employed by these people on campus would require that honors bestowed on past presidents, such as Washington and Jefferson, both slaveholders, must be withdrawn, and many buildings across the country would have to undergo, in his words, a political cleaning. Aside from the illogical consequences of name changing, there is the fact that there are thousands of North Carolina citizens out there who are descendants of Confederate soldiers and or slaveholders. They question the very honor and legacy of these families and will do nothing but increase the, in many cases, the animosity between the races. In this contentious period in our national life, this is a situation we surely do not want. There is a monument on campus near Silent Sam called the Founders Monument. It symbolizes the hard work and dedication of those enslaved people and freemen who helped build this university. Why not see these monuments in the old buildings not as contradictory and antagonistic symbols, but as complementary to each other, all representative of the complex and sometimes tortured history of this great university? In this light, we should use them as touchstones to go forward without racial rancor and work on eradicating the effects of racism in our past. This is James Ward.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Geico asks, which is easier, playing basketball or saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? In basketball, a much more talented player could throw down a sensational dunk over you, and then that sensational dunk could become a poster. And there you are, eyes closed, hands flailing, immortalized forever in shame. But switching and saving with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office is easy, and there's zero chance of a soul-crushing posterization, so that's good too.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Got a big idea for your small business? Durham Tech Small Business Center offers a series of free seminars and low-cost courses in Durham and Orange counties designed to help you get started or help your existing company grow. Learn about writing business plans, dealing with finances and legal issues, even handling marketing and operations. To see a schedule of all available courses and to sign up, go to durhamtech.edu and search Small Business Center and get ready to do great things.
At the UPS store, when you sign up for our mailbox service, not only do you get all of our great mailbox features, including a mailbox with a real street address, package acceptance from all shipping carriers, and 24-hour access, but you now get a key savings card, which will give you great discounts on our suite of small business services, such as 15% off printing and packing and 5% off shipping. To learn more or to receive your key savings card, stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, in Meadowmont, and in Chapel Hill North. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and our traffic report with Nikki Morse is brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
Thanks, Ron. We're seeing some heavy congestion now if you're traveling on the roadways northbound Fordham Boulevard approaching Manning Drive. Northbound Durham Freeway also starting to slow down between Ellis Road and Austin Avenue, and seeing some brake lights and spots on 40 eastbound as well, heading towards RTP between 751 and the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Sturdivant's Tire Pros. 45 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy, chance of showers this afternoon. High today in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, probably after midnight. Not as cool overnight with a low in the middle 50s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny and showers likely, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon, but much warmer tomorrow, about 10 degrees warmer, with the highs in the middle 70s. Sturdivant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale, and this is a really big deal. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. You can call 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com. Sturdivant's Tire Pros. All right, Wayne Pond again has the day off, and so therefore Nikki Morse is doing her very best Wayne Pond impression. I appreciate your shaving your head for this.
Yeah.
Time now for the word of the day, and Nikki, what do you have?
Well, I'm going to continue on with my words that I can entertain myself with.
Kind of theme. What word would that not be? I think it's all about entertaining yourself.
I'm so glad you figured that out. As you remember, yesterday's word was voluminous.
Yeah, good word.
Yes.
I like that.
Well, today I decided to go the opposite route with diminutive.
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 It means short, right?
Well, kind of. It means extremely small in size or tiny, very small person or thing. And I guess this gives you a good example of what you were talking about. Although diminutive in stature, they were a formidable opponent. Or you could even say like a diminutive report. It's an adjective. Yes. Diminutive is spelled D-I-M-I-U-N-T-I-V-E. Diminutive.
D-I-M-I-N-U-T-I-V-E, right?
D-I-M-I-U-N-T-I-V-E.
I think that U and the N are misplaced there. They need to be reversed.
Well, this is... Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just reading verbatim. I'm not even thinking about it.
So what
and
else
the thing
do?
About it is, what it is the font of this word.
Yeah.
The U and the N look the same.
Diminutive. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, D-I-M-I-N... U-T-I-V-E. That's what I meant. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, that is entertaining. I don't like to correct people, but I knew that was a misprint.
Look at the font.
Something.
Look at the font. Do the U and the N not just look exactly the same?
You're exactly right. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's terrible.
I know. Well, it's awful. I know.
I figured you wouldn't mind it. I corrected
No, me. I don't mind. As a matter of fact, somebody's going to make me look good.
Well, I try. Sometimes it's a real challenge.
It is a little bit.
Yeah. The word of the day on WCHL. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
The word of the day is always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Well, would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it, and if you can do all that before anybody else, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, because that's how we roll. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for the clean joke of the day. And once again, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. A butcher is leaning on the counter one day when a dog with a basket in his jaw comes through the door. "What's with this?" he asks. The dog knocks the basket sharply onto his shins. "Dog!" And so he reaches down to smack him, and he notices that there's a note and a $10 bill in the basket. And the note says, "For 3 pounds of his best minced ground beef," the butcher figures this is way too easy, so he goes to the window and gets the dried up stuff that's been sitting out all day. Well, the dog growls at him. Butcher turns around and, glaring at the dog, gets the best stuff from the fridge.
Uh-huh.
He weighs out about 2.5 pounds. He drops it on the scale with his thumb. A bit shy. Who'll know? The dog growls again. All right. So he kind of puts more meat in there, and he wraps it out and drops it in the basket and drops in change for $5, and the dog threatens to chew him off at the ankles, so he puts another $5 into the basket. The butcher is quite impressed and decides to follow the dog home. The dog quickly enters a high-rise building, pushes the lift button, enters the elevator, then gets the button to the 12th floor. He walks down the hall and bangs the basket on the door. The door opens, and the dog's owner screams at the dog, "What are you doing?" says the butcher. "That's the smartest dog I've ever seen." To which the owner says, "No, he's not. That's the third time this week he forgot his key."
Oh, boy. Well, it was a long and circuitous route.
Yeah.
But you got there. Pretty good punchline.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you very much. 755 WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Wendy Banning, Director of Learning Outside.
Learning Outside is an organization that provides programs for children of all ages that are set entirely outdoors in nature. All of their programs occur on Triangle Land Conservancy's Urban Nature Preserve, which is a pretty incredibly beautiful spot, 269 acres.
I can tell that you absolutely love being outside yourself.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what the weather.
So you want to pass along that knowledge to the kids?
Yes. But children, by their very disposition, love the outdoors. What we do is provide them with opportunities to be outdoors and to be in a place that's a wild space outdoors.
Wendy and the folks at Learning Outside are having a special event. It's called Meadowlark, and it happens on Sunday, April 12th from 3 until 6 p.m.
This particular event involves a chance to listen to great music by Big Fat Gap.
What's going to happen at the Meadow, and what can people expect?
Meadowlark is going to take place at the site, so it's happening at Triangle Land Conservancy's Urban Nature Preserve, and that's very close to Carrboro and Chapel Hill. It's just 5 miles out Jones Ferry Road.
What happens when folks go out there?
There'll be guided hikes for folks who would like to hike, hands-on activities, chance to visit our learning garden, visit our chickens or feed our goats, or just a chance to sit on a blanket and listen to great music. There'll also be food and beverages, and chances are it'll feel like a wonderful spring afternoon spent outdoors in a beautiful spot.
You were co-founder of Learning Outside. Tell us how you were inspired to do this.
I'm a long-term educator. I taught in the public schools for years and years. I taught special needs youngsters for years. I also co-founded a school called Community Independence School that was in Chatham County, which I was director for 16 years, and that had a strong outdoor education program. And then I wrote a book about the importance of nature in the lives of children called Lens on Outdoor Learning, and that really inspired me to connect with two other educators, Libby Ludington, who had just retired from Frankfurter Graham, a well-respected teacher of their science lab, and Tori Ralston, an arts educator who has a deep interest in at-risk youth. And the three of us approached Triangle Land Conservancy about the possibilities.
If someone wants to go to your website to find out more, how do they get there?
It's easy to find us. It's www.learningoutside.org.
All right. Check out the website and find out all about it. Wendy Banning loves the outside, and she wants to pass along her enthusiasm and her knowledge to kids. That's why she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design. And Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground. And Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore or go to stanleymartin.com.
This hour of The Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 45 degrees, cloudy all day, chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 58 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy, showers likely, and probably that'll happen after midnight. Our overnight low about 55. And tomorrow a warmer day, partly sunny, showers likely in the morning, and a chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. But much warmer temperatures, our highs in the middle 70s. Now a quick word about Town Hall Grill, home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. Town Hall Grill is located in Southern Village. It's the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, after Carolina home games during the regular season, you can show your ticket and get 10% off anything to eat and drink. Of course, that's gone now, but they have all kinds of special deals at Town Hall Grill. It's 8 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.